Rescue workers were seen dousing the flames as dazed residents looked on after what authorities said was Russian shelling on a residential area in Pokrovsk, a strategic logistical hub in Ukraine's eastern Donetsk region. More details of the strike, in which at least one person was killed and several were injured, emerged after Kiev claimed it sunk a Russian submarine. The general staff of the Ukrainian armed forces said the kilo-class submarine Rostov-on-Don was hit in the port city of Sevastopol in the Crimea Peninsula, which Russia annexed from Ukraine in 2014. The Russian Defense Ministry has not yet commented, but asked whether this will change the course of the war, military analyst Frank Letwich said.
The Ukrainians said that they had damaged this submarine last September. Confirmed by the British, who said it had sustained catastrophic damage. Took them 6 months to repair it, and I think in June it was in the harbour on initial tests. Whether it's been sunk this time in harbour or alongside, we don't know. But the answer to your question is directly, it'll have no impact on the war as it is, since the submarine, which is a very effective submarine, very modern kilo class, has effectively been taken out of the line.
Yet the fighting underscored broader concerns about the escalation of an armed conflict that has already killed and injured hundreds of thousands of people. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky has said he is prepared to invite Russia to another international peace summit, but there are no signs yet that a peace deal will be signed soon. However, there was some hope for Ukraine, which Russia invaded in February 2022. Ukraine won their first gold medal of the Paris Olympics 2024 when their fencers triumphed in the women's saber team competition, beating South Korea in the final at the Crown Palace. The victory was hailed, with Ukrainian President Zelensky declaring on social media that the gold showed that Ukrainians are winning. For Worthy News Radio, I am Stefan J. Boss, reporting.